This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Second U.S. coronavirus death.
We're in the process of investigating this situation as an outbreak.
Airlines concerned.
It could disrupt their ability to operate flights around the world.
Mayor Pete bows out.
I will no longer seek to be the 2020 Democratic nominee for president.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. There's been a second coronavirus death in the U.S. Both have been in Washington State. There are new cases reported elsewhere as the U.S. government ramps up its response. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti says the concern in Washington State is that the virus may have been circulating there for weeks, and attention's focused on a nursing home where sick people have been tested.
This woman, who asked not to be identified, says her mom and aunt work at the Seattle area nursing home.
My aunt has direct contact with patients. That's my concern. It's not just the two of them that's going to be affected. It's going to be the whole family.
Over the weekend, health officials announced new infections in Washington State, Oregon, California, Illinois, New York, Florida, and Rhode Island. Concerned Americans are swarming stores to stock up on basics like bottled water, toilet paper, and hand sanitizer. But those most directly affected wonder if that's enough.
We can take all the extra precautions that they're talking about, wash your hand, but you just don't know who you're next to.
In the case in New York is a woman in Manhattan. Governor Andrew Cuomo was on CBS this morning.
This woman was a healthcare worker coming back from Iran, so she knew to take precautions and stay in a controlled situation and then go for testing.
The coronavirus is having a growing impact on travel. CBS's Chris Van Cleve says new action has been taken by the CEO at United Airlines.
In this email to employees sent over the weekend, Oscar Munoz said in addition to suspending flights to China and scaling back service to countries in Asia, it is likely additional schedule reductions will be necessary. That could include parts of Europe, even domestic service. Also over the weekend, Delta and American Airlines both announced they'll temporarily suspend flights to and from Milan, Italy. That comes as the State Department raised its travel advisory for two regions in northern Italy to level four. That's its highest level, urging Americans not to travel there.
Well, let's check on the latest on the situation overseas. Correspondent Vicky Barker joins us live from the Foreign Desk in London.
The EU has just raised its risk level.
The virus continues to spread.
More than 60 countries now affected worldwide. More airlines cutting links to Milan, Italy, where public gatherings have been banned. The virus also spreading fast in Iran, where one of the Ayatollah's top advisors has died, and in South Korea, where the head of the secretive Christian sect at the heart of his country's outbreak has knelt in apology to the nation. Schools closed in Japan. The Louvre closed again today in Paris. And most experts say things will get worse before they get better. Steve?
Well, the Democratic presidential field has thinned just ahead of tomorrow's Super Tuesday showdowns. CBS's Ed O'Keefe tells us a candidate who surged out of nowhere is now out.
The path has narrowed to a close.
Former Mayor Pete Buttigieg, the first openly gay candidate for president, brought his historic candidacy to an end in his home state.
The best way to keep faith with those goals and ideals is to step aside and help bring our party and our country together.
Buttigieg has argued that if Senator Bernie Sanders is the nominee, it could hurt Democrats in the House and Senate. Speaking in Los Angeles, Sanders said he knows that some Democratic Party leaders are now trying to block his rise. But he encouraged Buttigieg's supporters to join him.
I just want to welcome all of his supporters into our movement.
But CBS's Major Garrett says Buttigieg's supporters might line up more with Joe Biden, who won South Carolina Saturday.
If the Democratic Party is looking to consolidate, Joe Biden is the person most likely to get that consolidation metric or that idea. But this is the real key for the Biden campaign. It has got to get better faster. It's got to take this momentum from South Carolina, add the Buttigieg supporters and donors if it can, very rapidly.
Well, Super Tuesday marks the first time Mike Bloomberg will be on Democratic ballots. He has spent hundreds of millions on ads, and he told 60 Minutes.
I'm making an investment in this country. My investment is I'm going to remove President Trump from 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, or at least try as hard as I can.
At a church in Selma, Alabama, some in the audience turned their backs on Bloomberg as he neared the end of a 10-minute speech. 2 days after the U.S. signed a historic agreement with the Taliban, there's a snag. CBS's Cammy McCormick is at the Pentagon.
The Taliban now says it won't participate in Afghan-to-Afghan talks until 5,000 of its prisoners are released. That's something Afghan President Ghani is now resisting. These talks were the next step in the peace process and another step toward bringing U.S. forces home.
South Korean officials say North Korea fired what appears to be two short-range ballistic missiles into its eastern sea. The launches come just a couple of days after North Korea's state media reported the leader, Kim Jong-un, supervised an artillery drill. In Israel, for the third time in less than a year, it's election day. CBS's Robert Berger is in Jerusalem.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his rival Benny Gantz are facing off again after two inconclusive elections last year. Netanyahu has been hurt by corruption scandals.
Morally speaking, having a prime minister that is dealing with criminal investigations is a problem for me.
But his base is loyal.
Netanyahu has been a great leader for many years. He did the best to serve this country.
Polls show a virtual tie and continuing political stalemate. Robert Berger, CBS News, Jerusalem.
When it comes to strong TV ratings, Judge Judy rules.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Shineland.
But in an appearance on today's Ellen show, she reveals the next season of Judge Judy will be the last.
Now they have 25 years of reruns. So what they decided to do was to sell a couple of years' worth of reruns, but I'm not tired. So Judy Justice will be coming out a year later.
It's not clear if that's a new syndicated program or where viewers will be able to see it. Judge Judy is the highest-paid TV personality, earning $47 million a year. Air travelers have plenty of complaints, and a new report indicates stress levels are flying high.
More than 55% of U.S. adults would rather go to work than fly commercial. Participants of a study from thepointsguy.com say booking tickets, packing, going to the airport, and dealing with security are all far worse than facing the boss each day. The website's Melanie Lieberman says visiting the dentist is a close second.
44% said air travel was more stressful than going to the dentist.
44% also say they'd rather visit the in-laws and fly. Stephen Kaufman, CBS News.
In Oklahoma City, prospective college students say they were told by a recruiter to line up by the color of their skin, lightest to darkest, then by their hair texture. The 11th graders say the man from Oklahoma Christian University barely talked about the school, never explained what he was doing, and he has now since been fired. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
I'm Mo Rocca, and I'm excited to announce season 4 of my podcast, Mobituaries. I've got a whole new bunch of stories to share with you about the most fascinating people and things who are no longer with us. From famous figures who died on the very same day to the things I wish would die, like buffets. Listen to Mobituaries with Mo Rocca on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.